Okay. Yeah, we're going to try to play the second half defense that we played last week and from now on. So, and I was pleased with the way we played the second half. We did learn something about a scrambling quarterback, and I think, you know, hopefully that'll carry over. Prescott, you know, could really move around, and now we're playing a guy that's probably the best, one of the best ever at it. So, so we got to, you know, we got to contain the guy, but if you contain him, he still really throw the football well. So, he presents big problems, and they're still a good running team. I think they've had the most yardage in the league in the last two games offensively. So they're clicking pretty well. Okay, thank you.
Wade, do you believe in maybe the momentum that could come from playing a solid second half as a defense? Do you think this is something that maybe your guys can build up?
I believe in that. I think, you know, part of it's playing together. I thought our team defensively has really played well under pressure in those situations, two-point plays that won games and things like that, and stopping the Niners at the end of the game and then the, coming out the second half and playing as well as we did. So I think the things are coming together that way. But like I say, this is, you know, one of the top offenses in the league and with an elite quarterback. So it'll be a big challenge.
Wade, what went into the decision to kind of flip Brockers and Tanzel there, and did you get what you wanted out of that?
Yeah, I thought we did. I mean, I thought Michael Brockers had a great game wherever he played, you know. He had a tremendous game. I thought he dominated the line of scrimmage in the run and the pass. So, made several big plays for us. He caused an interception. He batted the ball down. He got several hits on the quarterback. And I thought he played really well.
Was there anything in particular that made you want to go to that?
I can hear you, but that's all right. We got everything going here. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, we just looked at it. I mean, he's a really, a really good player at any position he plays. We just thought we were stronger, especially against the big offensive tackles that Dallas had. He played really well against those guys. You know, so that showed you how good he can be.
How did Kayvon look with the shoulder? How did he bounce back?
Yeah, Kayvon came in. I thought he played pretty well. He dropped an interception. I know we'd like to have that one, but he was in position to make a play and get an interception. So, it helped having him back just because of his speed. You know, we could match up. We matched up Dez with Trumaine and any of the speed receivers he was on. So, they didn't catch many balls on him at all. So, I thought he had a good game.
Wade. How's Aaron Donald kind of progressing as he's kind of get back into it? Is he doing what he always does, or more?
I thought he played great. He had a sack call back. You know, he had a sack he wish he had. You know, on one of the big plays, but I don't know how many hits he had on the quarterback, but he had a bunch. I mean, more than against a really good offensive line. I thought he dominated some really good players. So. He looks like he's getting into shape and he looks like he did on film, which I thought he was a great player, and I think he is. We're always going to try to match him up one-on-one as much as we can, you know, not let him double-team him. So, and I thought we did that pretty well last game.
Wade, I know they've had some offensive line issues, this year and even going back to last year. When it comes to establishing a pass rush, especially up against a quarterback who can, you know, evade tacklers and that sort of thing, how important is it to establish that early on?
Well, I mean, it's the quarterback's the key. I mean, you say, well, their offensive line, you know, they're not played well, but the last two games they're going almost 500 yards, so it's hard to say they didn't play well. So they get beat some, but the quarterback makes up for it. So, and they're pretty solid most of the other times. He throws well from the pocket, but if anything breaks down, or if he just decides to run around and make a instead of a three and a half second pass, he makes it to 6 seconds. You know, sometimes he just does that. He doesn't see what he wants, and he just starts scrambling around. He's not pressured. He just starts moving around to give him more time, and he's able to do that. So it causes a lot of problems defensively.
You talked about Trumaine shadowing Dez Bryant on Sunday. How comfortable are you doing that with him, just having him follow the elite receivers? And can you see yourself doing that with somebody like maybe a Doug Baldwin or others down the road with Trumaine?
He's versatile enough to do that. We thought it was a good matchup because of size, number one. You know, Dez is obviously a big receiver, ran a lot of slant, slant routes and things like that where he can bully you. When he catches the ball, he can go for extra yards if you don't have somebody with size. And Trumaine did a good, you know, the first play of the game was really my fault. I knew they were, I thought they were going to play it deep, but I didn't convey that to the players. And so, really, that was the only big pass he had on him the whole game. So I thought he did a good job. But he can match up, sure. He can match up with smaller receivers, too. But it just depends on what we think they're going to do. And, but he's smart enough to, you know, it's not easy to play different sides and play zone and sometimes man, because we weren't playing man on him all the time either. So some guys can't play left side or right side or, you know, can't play both. But he's versatile enough to do that. That gives us some avenues that we can utilize.
Wade, there's that clip of you after the game getting the game ball and having some fun with these guys. What has it been like being around this group, and how much are you enjoying coaching up these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say how much I like these guys. I mean, you know, it's more fun, obviously, when you're winning. But I think that team, this team has, reacted really well to Sean and his message and tried to do the right things. Game ball's for all the players first. And especially the defensive players the second half. And offense, you know, and special teams. I mean, it's really for everybody. It was nice of them to give it to me. I did tell the players that, they deserved it, but they could come by my house and look at it anytime. So it's available for them anytime to say I helped do that.
A couple more guys. Wade, you do not have to scheme to stop Todd Gurley, but as a defensive coordinator, when you have a running back that can catch the ball like he is now out of the backfield as well as run, what kind of problems does that present?
I'm glad he's on our side. that's for Seattle and the rest of the teams to worry about. I'm just glad he's on our team. He's a fantastic player. A really great individual, too. I mean, you guys have been around him. I can't say enough about him as a person, too. And football is important, but I think that's important, too. So I'm really happy for him because he works hard at what he does. He's certainly talented, but he utilizes his talent.
Thank you.